This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you so much for joining us for tonight's show.
One of our 2011 Outstanding Alumni Award recipients, Marsha Moore Lewis, will be our guest on the show today.
She sure will, Paul. But first, we have had a fantastic week at the Alumni Association.
We have. I mean, with the auction last night, and then the golf tournament this morning, and there are probably still some people out at the golf course right now as we're doing the show. It has been a great weekend. I feel like I should start talking faster. Can I get a 10? Who wants a 10? Okay, we got a 50. You ready? A 55. 55 here, 50.
Well,
the auctioneer was going a mile a minute.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And so many people came out to support our student scholarships, and we really appreciate that. Everyone who came, thank you so much. And all of our golfers who've been out there on the course today, we certainly appreciate your support as well. And those students are going to receive scholarships. They're the ones that really say thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we have had a great auction and golf tournament, and now we have tailgate tomorrow. Looking forward to a great tailgate with our sponsors, Honey Baked Ham, and the sold-out game against our friends from Chapel Hill. And don't forget about the thing that we're doing with Foursquare, Jennifer, the spear posters and the Beat Cup. If you check in at the Alumni Association tailgate, then on Foursquare, which is a social media geolocating app that you can download to your smartphone, and check in, and we will give you a poster and a Beat Cup. And who wouldn't want a Beat Carolina Cup?
Yeah, you call them our friends, and I know that you do sincerely mean that. Of course, you know, it's one of our sister universities, but when it comes to the field, friends, not.
But I said friends from Chapel Hill, so that I didn't have to say the name of the school.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we are looking forward to a great game tomorrow, and like Paul said, we have, if you come by the tailgate and you check in at Foursquare, we'll give you a spirit poster and the Beat Carolina Cup, which, of course, everybody's going to want one of those.
That's right. Well, we have a great guest on the show, Marsha Moore Lewis, but Jennifer, she is not the only Outstanding Alumni Award recipient. In fact, we have 8 great award recipients to talk about from the Alumni Association, and we will honor those Alumni Award recipients on October 28th. We will host our signature event, the Alumni Award Ceremony and Dinner, and again, it'll be at the Hilton this year. 8 individuals will be recognized with Alumni Awards.
That's right, Paul. And this year's Outstanding Alumni Award recipients are, can I get a drum roll? Okay, close enough. Ralph Finch, he is a 67 grad. He's president of Virginia Land Company. Probably know him better because he is the author of the university's mascot book, The Adventures of Petey the Pirate, and he's also a U.S. Air Force veteran. Also, as we said, today's guest, Marsha Moore Lewis, she's a 76 and 85 grad, an elementary school teacher, International Reading Association board member, member of the North Carolina Literary Advisory Board, and you'll learn a lot more about her in just a few minutes. Emily Tilley from the class of 60 is a retired coach and kindergarten through 12th grade public school administrator. She is one of ECU's 100 incredible women and a health and human performance centennial leader. Finally, rounding out our 4 Outstanding Alumni Award recipients is Stephen Wright. He's a 78 grad and an executive partner at Holland & Knight Law Firm, a director for the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, and trustee and executive board member of the Boston Bar Foundation, son of LaDonia Wright.
Absolutely. And this year's Distinguished Service Award recipients will be Senator Robert Morgan from the class of 1947, former U.S. Senator, North Carolina Senator, Attorney General, Director of the State Bureau of Investigations, Chair and Member of the ECU Board of Trustees, and past Alumni Association President. Alongside him will be Kel Norman from the class of 85. Kel is the managing director of Norman Financial Group, member of ECU's Foundation's Board of Directors, and ECU's Business Advisory Council. In addition to those two, Jennifer, we are going to recognize 2 individuals with the honorary alumni status. The first will be B. Chauncey. B. is the ECU School of Music professor from 1949 to 1990. She was a sailing instructor, and she is the she has also made the largest faculty gift in the university's history, in which she has endowed the B. Chauncey Endowed Music Scholars Program.
Absolutely. And also joining that group of honorary alumni is Parker Overton. And, of course, we know him as the founder of Overton's right here in Greenville. He is a very busy business developer. He is a member of ECU's Department of Chemistry Advisory Council, an influential advocate for the New School of Dental Medicine. And, of course, we all know him as a very active community advocate as well.
Right. And, again, the alumni award ceremony and dinner will be held at the Hilton Greenville Friday, October 28th. It'll begin at 6 o'clock with cocktails, and then dinner and award ceremony will follow at 7 o'clock. There's going to be a great meal. Hundreds of alumni and friends with Chancellor will join us to share a few words. It's an amazing event. We hope that you'll join us. Just call the Alumni Association at 800 ECU Grad to purchase your tickets for this great event.
And also coming up this fall, Paul, that rhymes, this fall, Paul.
Fall, Paul.
Also coming up, we have Pirate Alumni Receptions. The Alumni Association, you know, we always strive to provide services that can truly help all of our alumni. Things like networking events and career advice and, you know, being able to connect on LinkedIn and other social media. But we also want to make sure that all of our alumni and friends are just having a good time, you know, have a good time, get together, and celebrate being a pirate. So, in that spirit, we are having Pirate Alumni Receptions coming up in the next few months all across North Carolina, and we hope that you will join us at one of these events closest to the area where you live.
Absolutely. Craven County, Forsyth County, Wilson, Nash, Lenoir, New Hanover, Wake, Beaufort, Wayne, Pitt, and Mecklenburg County. I sound like the school closing.
The crawl.
Schools are closed. Yes.
The first reception is going to be on October 6th down in New Bern in Craven County, and each of the receptions are from 7 to 9 p.m. They're only $5 per person, Paul. Isn't that great? $5.
That's great. If you're a member of the Alumni Association, even if you're not a member of the association, $10 is a great deal.
Right, and that includes all of your heavy hors d'oeuvres and your beverages, and so, of course, the time to mingle with other fellow pirates and just have a great time. Everybody is welcome at these receptions, whether you graduated from East Carolina or not. So please feel free to bring a friend with you. And you can get more information about each of the receptions, all the details, by visiting us online at piratealumni.com/receptions or by clicking on our upcoming events on our homepage.
Well, Jennifer, the Alumni Association is excited to team up with the university and the S. Rudolph Alexander Performing Arts Series, along with the Daily Reflector, as a sponsor of the President's Own United States Marine Band. And they will be on campus to perform this coming Monday, October 3rd at 8 o'clock in Wright Auditorium right here on ECU's campus. Admission is free to this concert, and you can find more details at ECU's homepage at ecu.edu. Have you ever seen a military band?
I have. I have not. To my knowledge, I've not seen the Marine Band. I've seen the Air Force Band, though, and it is so much fun. They are so good.
Yeah, I saw the Naval Ambassadors about 10 years ago, and they were unbelievable. So
yeah,
it's going to be a great time. The United States Marine Band will not disappoint, and so we encourage you to come out on October 3rd at 8 o'clock at Wright Auditorium. Do visit ecu.edu to get your free tickets for this event.
Absolutely. Well, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with more of Pirate's Life for Me. Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff with live entertainment, games for kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages. Alumni tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children 12 and under are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your alumni tailgate tickets today.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
Help ECU honor its best at the 2011 Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony on Friday, October 28th at the Hilton Greenville.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know an alum or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding, Distinguished Service, or Honorary Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit PirateAlumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit PirateAlumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Our guest today is 2011 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient, Marsha Moore Lewis. Welcome to the show, Marsha.
Thank you.
Let's start right at the very beginning, Marsha, and tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
When I graduated, I went to a two-year college to begin with at Mount Olive College, but I always wanted to be a teacher, and the only place there was to go to be that good teacher was East Carolina, and I felt very strongly that I needed the best instruction possible, so that's where I started on being an East Carolina parent.
Well, we know that there are some outstanding faculty members over there in the College of Education. Marsha, who was important to you while you were a student, whether it was a teacher or an advisor or, you know, even a good friend?
I had lots of support when I was at East Carolina, and I think, you know, when you look at, gosh, there were so many teachers. I really didn't have any in the School of Education I didn't think made a difference. But I know Dr. Charles Coble. He worked in the science area and just made me think so deeply about the importance of making these children be those learners that wanted to continue learning and were interested in finding out about their world. I think, too, students that were excited like I was, wanting to learn, the groups that we had together, and the support that we gave each other for projects that were helping us be prepared to go out in that world and be the good teachers that we really wanted to be.
Well, Marsha, a lot of our guests on the show talk about some great memories they've had from their time as a student at East Carolina. Does one stick out in your mind that you want to share with our listeners?
I think when I look at memories from school and the impact that it made, I can say that, oh, gosh, there's so many things that go in my head. But the impact that actually the education, what the teachers instilled in me, made me want to go out and reach for things that were maybe not the things that everybody was doing, but gave me that background to know, you know, you can do it. You can be that. Well, what if nobody's ever been in that spot before? What if classroom teachers haven't done that before? I had the belief that I could do, and I could be pretty much anything I wanted to be. And I feel like East Carolina helped to give me that background, the teacher support, the support of my colleagues, and just the overall atmosphere that I had gotten from working and being at East Carolina. I think that's probably I've done some amazing things for a classroom teacher and things that I don't know of any of teachers that have done them. So, you know, I think all of that happened because of the influence of my East Carolina time.
We're talking with 2011 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient, Marsha Moore Lewis, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, you are receiving, as we've been mentioning, you're receiving an Outstanding Alumni Award in part because of your accomplishments in your career. You are a second grade teacher at Keenansville Elementary School and have been teaching since you graduated from East Carolina. Marsha, why did you decide to become a teacher?
I wanted to be a basketball player or a teacher, and that was my whole life. I taught the dog, the puppies, my baby brother. I always taught. When I was 3 or 4 years old, I began by teaching school, and I taught everything around me. Now, basketball at that point, there wasn't anywhere for a basketball player to go if it was a girl. And so I had to scratch that off the list. But teaching, that I always did that. And that's, I guess, the direction I was always headed in was to be that teacher.
Well, I understand that you host an event at the elementary school called Reading Maniacs Days. Talk about what that is and why they're so successful.
Reading Maniacs Day is a time when all the children in my room have gotten to the point where they read without me staying behind them to read. They read because they've learned that it's the thing to do. And during those events, we invite in special guests, sometimes major celebrities. I've had pro football players and people that were really good in basketball and had played pro basketball to come in and talk with the children. But mostly it's people that can help encourage the reading, and then just one more thing for them to say, oh gosh, I'm doing a good job with reading, and celebrating together those accomplishments. I mean, we have everything from, they have named little lollipops, where they talk about everything is reading. Reading makes me nuts, and they bring nuts. And the drinks and stuff. This is reading punch and just all kinds of things that make that day a fun, fun way of encouraging reading. Because with children, a lot of times they know they need to do it. But when we can celebrate it and we get to celebrate the accomplishments by doing something like a Reading Maniacs Day, that makes it even more exciting. And they know the teacher, they know the community is supporting what they're doing and believing in the fact that reading is really, really important. In addition to having those kind of stuff, we've also had, like, legislators that have come and maybe shared and read stories with them. The superintendent of our school system, principals, just lots of people that they see maybe in the news that helps them be encouraged to read, and oh gosh, that person came to our room. They cared about me as a learner and a reader. So the whole day is revolving around just an excitement about the fact that we are all making it happen in our lives, and we're all those readers we need to be.
That's, I need to do that for my son. I need to tell him if he reads, an NFL player might show up.
That's right. That would work.
Well, Marcia, you've held some leadership roles for an organization called the International Reading Association. You actually were an ambassador for that organization and traveled to, let's see, Japan, Costa Rica, New Zealand, Australia, all across the United States. Tell us just a little bit more about that organization and some of the work that you've done with it.
Well, at the time I was elected to the board, I was the only classroom teacher that is on it, and they've had very few classroom teachers, and I don't think they've ever had another second grade teacher. So that part was quite an honor to be elected to this International Reading Association, where there were almost 80,000 members worldwide. I have, through that experience, worked hand in hand with lots of those authors and reading experts that you read about, that you look at their stuff, you read their work, you understand the impact that they make on the world. But I had an opportunity to actually serve with them on committees and actually giving them some suggestions for some of the things and projects that they were doing. Through one of the neatest things I got to do with it is going to the Philippines, and I found it very interesting while I was there. I was one of the two people that they had leading a reading forum for the teachers that were there. And I was very interested in finding out what they do in their classrooms. So they did set up a time where I could go and visit a classroom. And when I got there, I visited first grade and kindergarten classes. And the first teacher I saw, she had 56 children that she worked with every day. Now, they divided it up, so she had 28 in the morning from 8 to 11, and then the afternoon, actually 8 to 12, and in the afternoon, she had another group of children from 12 to 4. Now, there were no unhappy-looking children. They wore uniforms. The teachers were excited about what was going on and what was happening in their classroom, and I thought, oh my gosh, you look, this is 56 and 58 children that these teachers are having, and they're touching them every day. And think of what we have and what opportunities we have in our country, because we don't have those large, tremendous numbers, and we have so many. I had more reading books in my classroom than they had in their reading lab. I felt really bad. I almost wanted to ship them to them. But I think that that was a wonderful eye-opening experience, and through that opportunity, I have been sending like a suitcase full of materials that I would send to the teachers in the Philippines, understanding how few actual resources that they had, just to help make life a little easier. Also, going to New Zealand and was quite an experience too, because their educational system is so different from what ours is. And going to making a presentation at the World Congress in New Zealand, there were probably 50 people in the session that I was doing, and they were from everywhere, all over the world, and most anxious to find out some of the things that I had going on in my classroom. So it was neat for me to be able to share some of the things that I've learned in within my own classroom, but also to make connections with these people from all over the world to make my teaching in my classroom a better place. But I do believe the experience with working with the board, and basically most of the people that are on it are college professors, so adding the teacher voice. And then while I was there, I was instrumental and also served as the chairperson of the teacher advisory panel, which was formed. And that had teachers from throughout the United States and the world that would meet and would have webinars together and discussing ways that we can truly impact teaching and the education of children. So that, I think, was a great experience for me, and the travel to different places to see what really does happen around and what needs to happen in all of our places of education, and as well as in our elementary, middle, and high schools, and some of the things that we might need to be looking at on the college level as well.
You're listening to A Pirate Site for Me, and we're talking with 2011 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient Marsha Moore Lewis. Well, Marsha, I'm going to embarrass you for just a minute and tell our listeners a little more about you. You are the legislative chair to the North Carolina Reading Association, a member of North Carolina Literacy Advisory Board, a member of the Sampson County History Museum Board. You also served with fellow literacy specialists to give suggestions to Congress and the President on developing literacy ideas for potential policy changes. You've been honored as Business and Professional Women's Career Woman of the Year for North Carolina and selected twice as Kenanville's Elementary Teacher of the Year. There's so much more that you're involved with, Marsha. Let me ask this question based on all that you've worked on in your past. Why is literacy and being an advocate for literacy such a passion for you?
When I grew up, when I was really young, I didn't like reading. I didn't even want to read. And at that point, my mother didn't really know that she should actually sit down, work with me, and help me to do that. On the other hand, my sister, who was also a graduate of East Carolina University and went on to law school at Wake Forest University, she picked up books and read because she wanted to. I was busy. I went and played with the dogs and the horses and the things of that sort. But she actually did the reading. And it didn't matter. She read books that I said shouldn't make you smart, the Zane Grey, the Tarzan books and things like that. But I saw a difference that it made in her life. And my mother would have done whatever it took if she'd only known. But I knew through my own family situation what an impact that it made by learning to read, by wanting to read, and by doing it. And things were a lot more difficult for me because I had not been that reader. And although I could read fine, I wasn't a great reader. And I knew what an impact that made, and I didn't want other people, and especially those that were under my care, to have that issue. I wanted them to understand how important literacy would be in their lives and where they could head if they were good, literate children and students.
Well, Marcia, that's great how the example was set for you and how you saw that it was something that you needed to work on and became passionate about. But your passion in the classroom has had an impact on so many people. Just yesterday, I got an email from one of your biggest fans, and it's Bubba and Beth Grant. Are you familiar with that family?
I did. How neat.
Well, Bubba sent me an email and just said how delightful you are and how you worked with their mother and had her come to the classroom to read to your class and how excited they were that you were being named an Outstanding Alumni Award recipient.
Oh, that is so nice. Yes, she was wonderful, and she did come to a Reading Maniacs Day because we talked about that earlier. She was one of my featured guests, and she brought a book that she actually had written filled with animal tales in it that she shared with my class. But she was such a delightful person.
Well, let's talk about that Outstanding Alumni Award, Marcia. What does it mean to you to be a recipient of that honor?
I just can hardly still fathom that I am in that position. I'm a hard worker, and I've lived teaching school, and my family could tell you we don't even get to go on vacations. Really, I'm always looking, oh, that would be great for my students, or that would be great for my children. But to be honored in this manner, I don't even really know what to say. It's just one of the most flattering things that could happen to any educator to me. But I just am humbled by this honor and what it means and have been chosen it's just unbelievable.
We've been talking with 2011 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient Marcia Moore Lewis, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, Marcia, we'd like to thank you for talking with us today and letting us pass your story on to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, "Yes, I am a pirate," that brings notoriety to the university and value to every East Carolina degree, and for that we're truly grateful.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
While college football polls are deciding who the top teams are, Liberty Mutual wants you to decide who the top coach is. Just log on to coachoftheyear.com and vote for Coach Ruffin McNeil. He demonstrates the kind of responsibility, both on and off the field, that's worthy of being elected the 2011 Liberty Mutual Coach of the Year. Go to coachoftheyear.com to vote right now. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. With live entertainment, games for kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages, Alumni Tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children 12 and under are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your Alumni Tailgate tickets today.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Plan Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of plan gifts to the future of ECU. Plan gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the show. It was great to listen to all that Marsha Moore Lewis has done throughout her career, especially the international travel. It's exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, she's just one of hundreds and hundreds of teachers that have come out of East Carolina who are truly making a difference for today's youth.
Thousands?
Yes.
Thousands of teachers.
And thousands of youth.
And thousands.
We love some teachers.
That's right. Well, now's the time in the show where we ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your power of pride. But did you know that membership means you support award-winning communications? EC Alumni and East Magazine inform readers of East Carolina's achievements, challenges, people, and programs. Alumni Association communications also include internet-based media such as EC Update, RSS feeds, podcasts, and PirateAlumni.com, your 24/7 connection to East Carolina. Visit PirateAlumni.com often to access our online community, connecting you with more than 130,000 fellow pirates. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at PirateAlumni.com/join today.
We hope you'll join us again next Friday when our guest will be Kimia Nawabi, Bravo Network's Work of Art Next Great Artist contestant.
Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold. Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.